This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, December 20th, 2019. I'm Mark Belanger. In the report this week, Labour calls the United Nations COP25 climate conference a disaster. Global unions tell the Philippine government to stop killing unionists. The Labour Start report about union events and singing.
Union, Grandpa, so tell me what did you do?
Tell me what you do.
Union, Grandpa, so tell me what did you do?
This is Radio Labour. Labour activists are disappointed that more was not accomplished at the UN Climate Change Conference held in Madrid, December 2 to 15, 2019. The conference, called COP25, was called to review the Paris Agreement on Climate Change and other initiatives. To find out what happened at the conference, I talked to Samantha Smith. Ms. Smith is the director of the Labour Movement's Just Transition Center. I asked her about her expectations going into the conference.
We went to the COP in Madrid expecting that governments were going to respond in a meaningful way to the climate crisis. Because we really are in a crisis, right? We have one heat an extreme weather event record after another being broken. There is an urgent need to transform economies and societies to get a just transition for workers. So we were expecting that governments were going to rise to that challenge, and specifically that they were going to make commitments about how they were going to get a just transition on a national level and bring down emissions, do meaningful stuff about adaptation, and for rich countries to provide finance to developing countries. We also were hoping that there was going to be progress on things like a loss and damage mechanism, which is a mechanism that would help poor countries manage the impacts of climate change or compensate them for impacts to which they can't adapt.
Were your expectations met?
Well, I mean, I have a particular perspective on this because most of the work we do at the Just Transition Center is actually closer to the ground with federations and with unions, with workers getting concrete plans for just transition. So if I'm thinking about whether or not there's progress on that front, there absolutely is, right? Like the government of Germany has agreed a very good plan negotiated with German labor to transform the German power sector, including increasing the share of renewable energy and energy efficiency, and also phasing out coal. And that plan involves no worker being left behind. The pathway for every worker, either to an equivalently good job or to pension. And also in Spain, it looks like we're finally going to get delivery of the agreement. Similar agreement that the Spanish government negotiated with the unions about phasing out coal mining. And there were other countries, cities, and states that were also reporting progress on just transition plans at the climate negotiations. So if you look at that level, then stuff is happening and it's pretty good. If you're looking at the UN negotiation level, it was a disaster. I mean, amongst other things, UN security ejected, locked out, debadged more than 200 people, including some of the leaders of our own trade union movement. There were some really bad discussions about emissions trading and how governments might be able to use that in order to avoid cutting emissions at home. There's really not a lot of progress on finance. And governments are very shy about talking about what they would do to make more progress in cutting CO2 emissions.
Hands of trade unions!
Hands off!
Hands of teachers!
Hands off!
Hands of journalists!
Hands off!
Hands of trade unions!
Hands off!
Viva human rights! Viva!
Viva!
Viva solidarity! Viva!
Viva!
The government of the Philippines has been told to stop killing and harassing trade unionists. Representatives of a number of global unions met the ambassador of the Philippines in Geneva recently to call for respect for labor rights in the country. One of the labor leaders at the meeting was Rosa Pavanelli, the General Secretary of Public Services International. She told the ambassador that she was particularly concerned about the government labeling unionists as terrorists.
Labeling some of those people as terrorists can be used as a way to bypass the law from employers sometimes, you know, and violating fundamental workers' rights. I personally have the situation of some of our affiliates that are in the public services, with donors organizations, sponsors organizations that are supporting projects for ratification of Convention 151. They were asked to present a list of the leaders and they are afraid to give the name. They are afraid to give them name because they fear to become a target. So the situation is very delicate and sensitive, and we really urge the government to take a serious measure in order to prosecute the responsible, to investigate and prosecute the responsible of the killing, because this is the only way to reestablish the rule of law.
The labor leaders left the meeting with the ambassador and met with demonstrators outside the consulate. They were addressed first by Ambit Yusin, the general secretary of the Building and Woodworkers International Global Union, BWI.
We presented our letter calling them to stop the killing and asking the ambassador to communicate to the government to accept the high-level mission of the ILO next year, and we asked them to investigate the killings.
Walter Sanchez, the General Secretary of Industrial Global Union, also addressed the demonstrators.
Really urged the ambassador to convey the message to the government of the Philippines to accept the high-level mission recommended by the ILO so that the human rights are put on the center.
Another labor activist who addressed the demonstrators outside the Philippines consulate was Teresa Casertano from Uni Global Union.
One of the activists whose home we visited was dragged from her home in front of her children by ununiformed state operatives and taken to jail and held for days. Until she was released on bail, but her charges have not been dropped. She was one of the 57 individuals who were rounded up in October. And we don't find this acceptable. We find this chilling for all workers who are trying to exercise their rights as part of legitimate trade union organizations and legitimate parts of global labor and human rights.
The demonstrators were also addressed by James Ritchie, the Assistant General Secretary of the Global Union IUF.
People disappear, people get arrested on a regular basis. This is totally unacceptable. And we, with other global unions and the ITUC, joined together to send a very clear message to the Philippines government that this is totally unacceptable. We will keep protesting. We will keep supporting our sisters and brothers in the Philippines, and we will keep highlighting human rights abuses.
Here with his report about union events is Labor Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
Each day, Labor Start's volunteers collect hundreds of news items about workers and their unions from around the world in 31 languages. Here's a small sample of those stories. Our top stories section included links to coverage of why the Italian government has concluded that Egypt organized a cover-up of the torture and murder of an Italian scholar studying the country's independent labor movement, the introduction of legislation allowing for independent trade unions in Vietnam, and how Coca-Cola is inciting violence against union activists in the Philippines. We also had news of strikes and lockouts in dozens of countries. Here are just a few highlights. We carried stories about wage strikes by Korean car assembly workers, garment workers in Myanmar, British public transport workers, Canadian oil refinery staff, banana plantation workers in Panama, and Spanish museum staff. Strikes against rollbacks were being mounted by millions of French workers as their general strike against pension reduction continues. Canadian forestry workers, who have massive public support 6 months into their walkout against concessions, and Chilean radio station employees. Walkouts caused by ongoing government austerity policies included one in Spain, where staff struck for a day as a warning to the state-owned rail system, Mexican water treatment workers, and a one-day walkout by Brazilian teachers. A solidarity strike was organized by Portuguese postal workers in sympathy with comrades who are to be laid off in the new year. An attack on basic labor rights provoked a response in Nigeria, where postal workers were facing down a government committed to contracting out their work. Our Working Women pages included stories about the legacy of apartheid that domestic workers are struggling against in South Africa, a new film about the women leading Bangladeshi garment unions, and the fight for union recognition organized by Macedonian sex workers. The Free Health and Safety Newswire, we offer in cooperation with Hazards magazine, carried stories to hundreds of union websites around the world about the alarming rise in violent attacks on ambulance workers in the UK, Canada, the United States, South Africa, Australia, and Brazil. A Canadian film festival with the theme of safety for sex workers, and dozens of stories about how the extraordinarily hot weather and smoke from wildfires is affecting Australian workers. Currently, Labour Start is running 3 online actions. Take just a few seconds out of your day and join thousands of trade unionists around the world in helping workers make their lives better, or even help save those lives. This is Derek Blackadder from Labour Start, reporting for Radio Labour.
Now here is Australia's Victorian Trade Union Choir with You Knew, Grandpa, You Knew.
1, 2, 3. Now hear a song from 2020. Now global warming isn't new. The years you wasted were too plenty. You left the problem up to who? You knew our world would be in trouble as your emissions grew and grew. You said it's only froth and bubble, but did you really have a clue? You knew, Grandpa, you knew, Grandpa. So tell me, what did you do?
Tell me what you do.
You knew, Grandma, you knew,
Grandma.
So tell me, what did you do? Now hear a song from 2030. We hope it's getting through to you. Why did your powers stay so dirty? How come you didn't just renew? You left the sea of two above us, while you just flew and flew and flew. You chose a funny way to love us, to leave a greenhouse warming brew. You knew, Grandpa, you knew,
Grandpa.
So tell me, what did you do?
Tell me what you do.
You knew, Grandma, you knew,
Grandma.
So tell me, what did you do? Now hear a song from 2040. Sit up and listen to our view. That you were selfish and were naughty to leave a world in such a stew. You knew the temperature was rising. You hoped that it might stop at 2. It's more, and so it's not surprising that we can put the blame on you. You knew, Grandpa, you knew,
Grandpa.
So tell me, what did you do?
Tell me what you do.
You knew, Grandma, you knew,
Grandpa.
So tell me, what did you do?
And that's it. international labor news you can use. You can find our features and daily newscasts on our website at www.radiolabor.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.